Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
To the people who say the Redskins aren't going to move on from Bruce Allen, why wouldn't they have done it before? They've never had a record this bad. They've never had this few amount of people going to their games, and they've never had this few amount of people watching their games. So it stands to reason, with things getting only worse, that maybe it would lead to a change. Welcome back. Final hour of Grant and Danny here on The Fan. You can rewind the show on our radio.com rewind function on the radio.com app anytime you want. You get 24 hours to go back and rewind any part of our show. Pretty cool way to listen. We thank you, as always, for making the show part of your day. I mentioned this going into the break, though. I really believe that Bill Callahan is going to be a candidate. I don't think he'll be a serious candidate. I don't think he's going to get hired by any means. But I think if Bruce Allen's running the search, Bill Callahan's getting interviewed and he's going to say, "We'll take care of you as best I can," that kind of thing. Bruce Allen empowers his people. That's what he does.
Yes, he does.
He hires people he likes, his friends, and then he tries to give them as much influence as possible. They need to be in the business of going the opposite that. Right. So as far as I'm concerned, if you rid yourself of him, naturally that will just kind of happen. But if you're one of these people saying, "Well, it's been bad long before this, why now?" Well, last year they were 7-9. Right now they're 1-9. The year before that they were 7-9. Right now they're 1-9. The year before that they never got to 9 losses. They were 8-7-1. They haven't gotten to 9 losses since 2014 when they were 4-12. But that's 3 more wins than they might get this season.
Mm-hmm.
2013, they were 3-13. Guess what happened? They fired the guy that ran the football operation, Mike Shanahan. They fired him. He was gone at 3-13. So don't tell me at 1-15 or 2-14, there's no chance that the guy that runs the football operation this time is gone. Because if nothing else, precedent says when you go 3-13 here, you get blown out. Rules have been different for Bruce Allen. But I actually think there's a real good chance we could be seeing the end of the road.
I'm not going to tell you there's no chance. That's my hope, by the way. And I think it should happen today. I think it should have happened 10 minutes ago. We should find out during this segment. I just want that little breaking news thing and Pete to scurry into his studio and tell me the good news. But I still, if I had to bet, wouldn't bet on it. Based on, you're right about that precedent, about the number of losses. But I'm just looking at the precedent of, as bad as it got, Bruce somehow got more power. Every time something went bad, Bruce sort of went up in titles, got another comma on his business card, right? His office door has a new plaque on it about the different things that the guy's in charge of. Somehow it seemed to get closer to Dan Snyder when things have gotten worse. And I don't just mean on the field, because you're right. On-field results, which more people care about, but I care about how the Scott McLuhan era ended. I care about how the Reuben Foster nonsense went down. I care about all the other things that make it harder to root for this bad franchise and bad team. And I get regular people don't. And that's no expectation. You should be able to tune in and watch your team and have fun with it. And they've taken that away, too, especially this year.
Let's go to Mark in Arlington on Grant and Danny. Mark, how do you see this playing out for Bruce Allen at the end of this lost year?
Hey, guys. I think he'll absolutely be back with the Skins. No doubt. And the reason I say that is because I think Dan Snyder every day tries to come up with a reason why he should not fire him, because he wants him there. And if I'm Dan Snyder, I think it's pretty simple. Look, they were 6-3 last year. Alex Smith was behind center and he got hurt. And then from there, the whole thing just fell apart. And Alex Smith was a Bruce Allen guy. And the team had a bunch of injuries, and Dan Snyder's the one that brought in Haskins. So he can't even put that on Bruce Allen. And I think that's the type of scenario that Dan Snyder will create in his own head to justify bringing him back, because ultimately he wants him here, and he'll go to any length necessary to rationalize him sticking with Bruce Allen.
So I guess that's my one concern. Thank you for the call. He's going to have conversations with people who say, "Listen, this is a no-brainer, Dan. You got to do this." just like they did when he got rid of Vinny, when he finally said, okay, you're right, I'll do it. But then at some point, he and Bruce get back together. And what is Bruce saying then? He's saving his job, as we all would. I'm not blaming him for it. He's saying, well, it was this guy's fault and that guy's fault. Is he going to buy what is sold? And maybe that is the refrain now, is if not for that Alex Smith injury, where would we be? We'd be a playoff team. Not true, but maybe Dan buys it. Jennifer in Annandale, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Just first want to say love you, love your show.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
So for me, trying to figure out the future of Bruce, there's one thing from the past I wanted to try to understand to see if it can shed some light. What did finally make Dan get rid of Vinny Serrato? What was it?
It's a great question. So the first time it was Joe Gibbs. Gibbs came in, wanted full control of the football operation. And I don't know if he said that guy's got to be out in as many words, but Vinny was out. He came back after that, though, and then the second time they fired Vinny to go to Bruce, I don't know the answer.
Well, so Schottenheimer, too, was like, that guy can't be anywhere near me right. or the building, yet he's hanging out watching games with Dan, poisoning him in his ear. But yes, that was the process.
Okay, so then maybe if the new coach comes in, whoever that is, who Dan just really has a thing for, maybe they will have the same kind of sway. I don't think so. So my true prediction is something about the optics. I think Dan being embarrassed by such incredibly empty seats, more than the money, more than the lack of revenue, I just feel something about the optics is going to embarrass him so much that he's willing to do something to change.
And I agree with you. And that's kind of my argument. I just don't know. He's at the stadium. If he was an absent owner who was at some event overseas watching tennis or something, and he wasn't at the game on Sunday and didn't know what was going on, that'd be one thing. He sits there, and he hears people chanting, sell the team. He hears it. He feels it. He's a diehard Redskins fan. His whole goal is to win a championship for his late father so that he can put his dad's name on the Lombardi Trophy. I mean, he's a human being with real emotions. He sees and experiences all this. At some point, it's got to mean something. I hadn't thought about what you said in a while, but basically the idea that Serrato was out when adults came in and said, no, thank you. That would mean, though, that they hire someone to run the football operation who also coaches. That would mean, like, Dabo Swinney took the job for $10 million a year, or you brought in, I'm just naming crazy names. These aren't candidates.
No, right.
Urban Meyer or Lincoln Riley, or someone came here and said, I'm your VP of football ops and your head coach. You're paying me $90 million over the next 10 years, and this guy's gone. Darrell's in D.C. on the fan. Hey, Darrell.
I think he comes back. I mean, It's one of them things, like, I feel like, though, but what is Bruce's claim to fame? Because I think about when I was a kid, man, and I was going to school one day, and I was watching how when Wes Unseld had traded away Chris Webber for Juwan Howard and Otis Thorpe. And I remember, I mean, he traded away for Mitch Richmond.
From Mitch Richmond.
Mitch Richmond, my guy.
And we signed Juwan to a 7-year, $100 million deal. And then actually gave Mitch Richmond $40 million on top of being 33 years old.
Oh, I was in such a good mood, man.
I just couldn't believe it. I was devastated. I was like, but okay, so Wes Unseld's claim to fame was that he did bring us a championship. He was the defensive player of the year and the rookie, and he went to two championships and won one. Bruce Allen, what is his claim to fame? How is he able to be kept? I really feel like with all the accolades that Wes Unseld brought us, he still was probably the worst GM just for that.
Darrell, this is such a good point.
I hated hearing Charles Barkley say that was the greatest trade ever in history. And today, that still may be the greatest trade ever in NBA history. That's like the Herschel Walker trade for the Cowboys. Like, this is ridiculous. How did you let this happen?
But your point let me ask you this. You're saying,
because his point is Wes Unseld won a title. Something.
And his point is he got a blank check to do whatever he wanted as a bad GM because he was Wes Unseld. And you're saying, and this is what I say all the time, what is Bruce Allen's resume? What about his resume gives him 10 years to do nothing?
They're looking through the same lens. All I can sum it up to is that they see through the same lens, meaning they want the credit when things go somewhat right, but want to pass the blame when they go wrong. So I'll say that and saying this. With Scott McLuhan, when he was trying to build this team up, when he was saying, let's sign Kirk to the $14 and $15 million before the season happened, and you just kept signing the 1-year deals, and you blew that. When Scott McLuhan, when you heard Trent Williams come out in front of the media, in front of everybody, and say, Scott McLuhan saved us, man. I think that hit him in his heart. It hit him in his chest. It hurt him. Like, what would you mean he saved us? Well, I got him, and I'm the one that – and contrary to his belief, I'm the guy that has final say on the roster. It ate him alive, and they see it through the same lens. That's the only thing I can sell it to them. You know what? They're on the same algorithm. They're on the same frequency. They see through the same lens. That is why he keep this dude, man.
I think you're right. I think they're like good buddies.
Darrell, let's get wings sometime, buddy.
Yeah, who grew up together, and like they see everything the exact same way. I think that's a hell of a call. By the way, awesome calls on this so far.
Yeah, great calls.
We had a bunch of stuff we were going to do, but I'm enjoying this. We'll keep doing it.
Having fun.
800-636-1067. Some days we do bad calls. Today we're doing good calls. 800-636-1067. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Hey, guys, Quip is the electric toothbrush that you got to use. I've been telling you about these guys for a while. They make it super easy. They're going to take really good care of your teeth because, basically, you can't screw up with all the instructions and all of the things that they do electronically, technology, to help you out. You're going to brush for 2 minutes twice a day, floss regularly, because it's just easy, and why wouldn't you? Their electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations, a built-in timer every 30 seconds tells you where to move the brush in your mouth. Floss dispenser comes with pre-marked string, helps you get just enough string. Quip delivers fresh brush edge and floss and toothpaste and refills every 3 months right to your door, so you don't have to worry about going too late to fix the brush head. Join over 3 million healthy mouths. Go to getquip.com right now and go to getquip.com/2019 today. If you do that, for $25, you'll get your first refill pack for free. Go to getquip.com/2019. Quip is the good habits company.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just saw a video circulating the internet. I'm sure it's for James Corden's TV show. I don't know why else this would have happened.
He's so excited about whatever it is.
I told you, though, he does really funny shtick. Like his...
I actually like his show.
Rehearsed, planned bits are great. But he and Rob Gronkowski were dancing with the Lakers girls, I think it was last night, at halftime. It had to be for a show, I'm guessing. But they were like the two new Lakers girls with the choreographed dance.
Yeah.
So they're doing a really bad job, but as best as they could. And it's him and Gronk as Lakers girls out
pretty
on the floor.
Pretty good shtick.
I just like that he gets these celebrities to do stuff like that. Like, a lot of shows, I feel like, they just decide that day what they're going to do. People show up, and David Letterman's like, let's play the game where old guys wear funny glasses, and we'll find pictures of old men wearing glasses, and that'll be the skit today. Okay, cool. They're working weeks out. They're like booking Rob Gronkowski to go to Staples Center to dance with him. I just think they put in a lot of work. They get a lot of A-list people to do wacky things.
Yeah, the bar's getting raised. I mean, Kimmel's got that series. He's able to get quick cameos from people reading mean tweets or whatever. You think of, you know,
but
Jimmy
even that,
Fallon, they're playing beer
to
pong.
Be on the show anyway, so, like, they're there and you just hand them something to do. A lot of the times, Corden is, like, driving and picking people up at their house, like, 40 minutes away.
Yeah, the thing I showed you with Paul McCartney was just amazing.
The best.
Yeah.
It was so good. But, like, you know, you see this with Jerry Seinfeld with comedians in cars getting coffee or whatever that is. You're weeks in advance lining up some of the biggest names in entertainment, and you're getting them to do something. I have mad respect for that. I think that's awesome.
He's a likable dude. Ocean's 8, I thought, was pedestrian. It was like the all-female version of Ocean's 11 or 12 or 13.
Did not watch it.
It was fine, honestly. But James Corden's great in it. I don't want to say he steals the show, but he was awesome in that movie.
I heard good things, and I want to watch it. I just, ever since a baby was born, movies and me have my favorite pastime in the world. So,
didn't I tell you?
It's gotten difficult.
I've given up two things that I love doing. I have not been to a movie.
You go to Star Wars.
Yeah, I went to Endgame and Star Wars over the last however many years, and I haven't read a book in ages. I used to read books. I was a book guy. Books.
I don't miss books. I miss movies. Chips and Burke on Grant and Danny. Chip, we're trying to figure out if Bruce Allen's going to be back. 1-9 skins. They're 2-15 in their last 17. No one's going to games. People aren't watching. It's just getting harder and harder to justify not making a change.
Absolutely. I appreciate you taking the call. Bruce Allen will never be fired by Dan Snyder. And there have been a lot of great calls, and I've been listening to the whole segment. He will never be fired. If he does depart the team, it will be because he steps down. And Danny, you were kind of on it with the last caller. There was a very strong bond between Dan Snyder and his dad. When his dad passed away in 2003, I want to say the following season, 2003-04, whatever it was, the team wore a patch to honor his dad on their jerseys.
Well, I didn't remember that.
Yeah. Here's the linchpin. Here's the driver for Bruce Allen. When Dan Snyder was 7, George Allen came to Washington, D.C., and from age 7 until age 13, sitting with his dad, he watched George Allen coach the Washington Redskins.
Yes, his dad was the coach of the Redskins. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. I mean, that doesn't mean he can't be fired. You know, now, does Dan Snyder feel bad about firing him in the same way it would have been hard for him if he ever had to fire Joe Gibbs? I guess that they're, you know, one is Redskins loyalty and Gibbs. The other has a dad who is Redskins loyalty. But Bruce Allen just doesn't get to work here as long as he wants because his dad coached that one time. And, oh, by the way, all three Super Bowl trophies were brought by Joe Gibbs, not his dad. Let's go to Ben in Virginia on the Fan. Hey, Ben, how are you?
Pretty good, Grant and Danny. How's it going?
Good, buddy.
Good, thanks.
So my comment is that basically Bruce Allen is Grima Wormtongue from the Rings, and Danny, you might have to explain this, but he is the only one that Dan Snyder listens to, and if he has his ear and he's telling him that he's the best and everybody else is at fault, Dan Snyder is never going to fire him. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate you.
Basically a puppet that just says what the ruler needs to hear. That's what Grima Wormtongue is.
I mean, that's what we thought Vinny was, and it's certainly what it seems like Bruce is. I don't believe for one second he goes against Dan's opinion very often. Maybe on stuff that's insignificant and doesn't matter. But when Dan says, you know who I love is this Haskins guy.
Oh, I do too. Dan, me too. Yeah,
he played at Bullis, and Bruce is like, I just got done watching film of him at Ohio State.
In my office.
Boy, can he throw the deep ball.
Will you tell that story again about Bruce watching film in his office where it was paused in the same spot over the course of like 10 hours?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite stories. The specifics, I'm a little rusty. I'd have to ask the person again. But the gist was that they would go in to talk to Bruce, and this was around free agency time.
Uh-huh.
And when they went in to talk to him, the screen like that he watches film with would be paused. And it would be like, let's say, the Raiders logo is on the screen or whatever.
Yeah.
And it would be the exact same logo, like the same spot it was paused, like each time they went in there, hours apart or like day after day. The idea being that their speculation was he wasn't actually watching the film. He just had the film paused on his screen as if he was watching.
It's the film equivalent of a girl walks in, you're like, 88, 89.
Right, right.
Nine, so many curls. Like, too
I don't
many.
Know if he actually turned around and said to the guy, sorry, I was just busy watching film.
Some film work here.
But the point was, he's like, yeah, it was paused on the exact same spot of the exact same play. Like,
I got a tee time.
Every
Excuse
time
me.
I went in. Matt and Sterling, how are you?
Hey, Matt.
Good, guys. How are you doing?
What's up,
doing
man?
Doing great.
So I don't think he's going anywhere, and if he doesn't go anywhere after this season, then he's certainly not ever going to go anywhere, because I
that
cannot
I
remember
with.
It ever being this bad. I mean, when he got hired, how excited everybody was because of the George Allen link, and we all thought that it was going to be the Redskins of old, and that was what was pitched to us at that time. But I think the reality is it's, even if Bruce Allen goes, it's just going to be a different – you know, a web of deception for whoever he puts in there afterwards. Because I think Dan is making a lot more of the decisions than we are actually led to believe.
Well, he makes the big ones. I mean, we know that. Now, most owners do. But I think a lot of owners get a lot of input from people and then make those decisions.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who he gets input from other than Bruce. But I think that was a great point. And I'm pretty confident that it's right. I feel like a change is coming. I do.
Mm-hmm.
If one doesn't happen now, then he will never be fired. He might step down at some point, or they'll reassign him or whatever. But if he's still running the football operation come week one next year, then I don't know that he'll ever not be.
Yeah, then what would it take?
On Dan's accord. Dan's not going to remove him.
Oof.
Because it's going to be worse than 1-15 and 2-23 over 25. And what we're seeing, and Trent Williams refusing to play for them, and then you refusing to trade him anyway. This has been a comically horrendous year. We'll get the latest from Redskins Park. There is some news. Dwayne Haskins talked today. We'll go out to the park next on G&D here on The Fan. Before we get out of here, the Wizards and Caps both play tonight. We've got your previews.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Garnet Hathaway, 3-game suspension. Couple of thoughts here. Number one, he gets 3 games for spitting in a guy's face, yet Brad Marchand has licked multiple opponents in the face and has kissed other opponents, which is the most condescending, annoying, ridiculous thing you could do. But if we're talking about, you know, like bodily fluids and grossness, he's legitimately licked both Leo Komarov and the other was, I think, Ryan Callahan in the face. He got a warning for it the second time he did it. Garnet Hathaway spit on a guy. First time he's ever done it, he gets a 3-game suspension.
I got no problem with 3 games, but I need Marchand to get some games too.
Yeah.
That's kind of my point.
I need not to warn the biggest ass in the history of the league when he does something like that because he's a better hockey player. Other thing that's interesting to me is I guess Garnet Hathaway should just sucker punch Goodbranson instead of spit on him. Like, I think spitting's the grossest thing you could do. I think it's completely below board. He should be suspended. I thought he should get a game, maybe even 2. I wouldn't have a big problem with 3, whatever. I'm not going to lose
right.
sleep over it.
Mm-hmm.
You spit on a guy, you got to get suspended. It's very, very gross. I'm not going to defend you spitting on a guy. I think it's terrible. But if he sucker punched him right in the face, I don't think he would have got suspended 3 games.
Yeah,
I know he would have.
We condone that, but we don't condone the spitting, I guess.
I don't really get that. Michael Phillips of the Richmond Times-Dispatch joins us on Grant and Danny. He's out in Ashburn at Redskins Park. Michael, what did Dwayne Haskins say in his press conference today?
Oh, well, he's very measured in what he said, that he'll keep learning, he'll take the advice, he'll move forward. He, wasn't super interested in pointing out specifics from the game or breaking down specific plays. You know, there were a few of them we asked him about. He kind of was content to log it under the general. We'll learn from it. We'll move forward. Felt he showed a lot of himself as a player and a playmaker in the fourth quarter, which we can certainly debate. It's a sports radio program. I'd be happy to do that. But that was his takeaway from the game.
Do we still feel like there's growth happening? I mean, just, you know, it may not be stuff that we can see just yet. More of the playbooks you would think is now at his grasp. You would think there's just, you know, not as many disasters as were initially anticipated. Now, does this translate into some meaningful production at some point? Nobody's asking for him to set the world on fire, but just some reason for optimism going forward.
Yeah, we've set the bar, and I guess you saw what conservative looks like in Buffalo, and you saw him branch out a little bit more. I'd like to see a little bit more added to his plate each week. And obviously at this point, the wins and the losses are not primary concern. It's about how he develops. And I think you want to do that with the young guys he'll be playing with. You want to go a little bit younger? They did. They used Jerron Christian on the offensive line. You know, they used a lot of Kelvin Harmon. They used a little bit of Steven Sims. I don't think they fully trust him yet. But there's the chance for him to move forward. The one thing I come back to after watching the game, the Jets really toyed with him with the blitz. They sent a lot of very unique blitzes and concepts. And, you know, Greg Williams is one of the best at that. He was very well prepared. I don't think he will face that caliber of technicality every week in calling out the protection. Now, I think people are going to obviously try to do that to him and see if he can catch on. But I do think it'll be a little bit easier, even this Sunday against the Lions and going forward, facing the more straightforward blitzes, more strength-based.
Michael Phillips joins us regularly here on Grant and Danny throughout the NFL season. Michael, is the Monte Nicholson story over now? His girlfriend, I guess, based on the Post reporting, died in his house. He took her to the hospital, left the scene, cooperated thereafter with authorities. It doesn't sound like foul play took place or anything like that. He played this weekend, though, and the Redskins had very little to say about it this week. Is this just, it's over now?
It bothered me a lot, but yeah, I don't see... I guess what you'd be looking for is when the police investigation ends, if there's some kind of NFL slap on the wrist of, hey, why don't you miss a game for violating the personal conduct policy, you know, just because you were in a bad situation, not because you were found guilty in a court of law or anything like that. Now, we've seen that. They're within their rights to do that. I just thought it would have been respectful for all parties to take a breath, and it was just a few days after it happened. There will be an investigation into the death, but certainly the preliminary facts that we know, drug overdose in his house, he drove her to the emergency room. You know, he might be guilty of poor judgment, but I don't think he's guilty of any crimes, at least from the investigation that we know of.
Michael Phillips, Richmond Times-Dispatch with us. Listen, everybody's been disappointing. Everybody's been terrible. Kind of lost in this. I don't want to speak for Grant, but I think he was even higher than I was. I thought Monte Sweat would be doing more. I barely see him on the field. He's kind of like generally chasing behind the plays sometimes. You could see his speed. He's, you know, he's not quite at the Dan Wilkinson Memorial almost got a sack award, you know, sort of trophy yet. But, man, oh, man, I thought he'd have more of an impact than he has. What's going on there?
Yeah, and I'm going to reserve judgment. I'd say two things. One, he's very aware of that. I thought he had a really good line last week. You know, he's played well against the run. He struggled to get after the quarterback. He was asked about that, and he said, well, they don't pay me to be good against the run, which I thought was good. That was very aware. He knows his job is to get sacks, get lots of them, disrupt the football game. Number two, though, and I look at Preston Smith getting 10 sacks in 10 games in Green Bay, and I just wonder, are a lot of these guys going to take a big step forward next year if they get competent defensive leadership in? I just think one of the great mysteries of the season to me is why Greg Minuski is still here and still employed. His defenses are bad. They've been bad every week. They were outmatched on Sunday against a team that, there's no other way to say this, they're very bad. You know, even as the Jets are winning that game, even as they're scoring their 31, 34 points, I think, boy, Sam Darnold's not very good. Like, boy, you know, not that he won't ever be good, but, you know, this isn't a very good football team, and they're torching these guys. I think there is raw talent there. I'm very hopeful a change of leadership will be really good to Montez Sweat.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, because I started wondering that myself watching Preston Smith recently. Now, I was one of the guys that said, don't re-sign him. He just doesn't make enough plays. He's not a good enough pass rusher. He goes somewhere else, and he lives in the backfield. How much of this is a Minuski thing, potentially?
I think potentially a lot of it is. You know, Jay Gruden was unfairly blamed for a lot of things on his way out, but I think the one thing you can very fairly say about Jay, and I think this would be a big issue if he ever wants to be an NFL head coach again, he made very poor decisions when hiring defensive coordinators. That's documented. Wouldn't bring Wade Phillips in the building, had him for like a token interview, you know, had a chance at some bigger guys, it didn't, and then botched the search last year where they're interviewing Minuski's replacements and maybe he's in the room. It was a weird situation. He did not, you know, Jay handled the football things well. But that was one thing where you say he never had a good defensive coordinator in the building. He never had a good grasp on the defense. He was always the offense's head coach, but I think the defense slipped as a result of that. So, yeah, I think it's fair to say that a lot of these guys, I would put Landon Collins in that camp too. I don't think he's been bad this year, but I think he's a guy who could potentially be a lot better next year if they bring in the right guy, if they bring in a new scheme that really works for this team.
Michael, super quick, what is their final record this year?
I think they win one more. Giants feels like the most likely game. Could be Sunday against the Lions, you know. Could be the Cowboys if they got nothing to play for in that last week. They got one more in the Danny, I believe.
Thank you, Michael.
Appreciate you, bud.
You bet.
That sounds like a hashtag, I believe.
I believe.
I
believe.
I believe that.
I believe they'll win one more. I believe they'll win one more.
The whole stadium doing it. That'd be fun. Let's get that going.
Almost 11,000 people chanting at once.
It's better than chanting, sell the team, right?
Something no. If I'm ranking them, sell the team one. I believe we'll win one more, two.
Caps going to be playing without Garnet Hathaway, who is suspended. They're playing with an AHL-level roster in a lot of spots tonight because of some salary restraints and some injuries. And the Wizards are on the floor this evening as well. We got the old DC double dip. We'll get your preview next on Grant and Danny.
There is no offseason, not at the St. James, the DMV's hottest destination for sports, wellness, and active entertainment. The St. James is a sports utopia. There's something for everyone there. They got expert instructors coaching their teams and leading training for more than 20 sports. I had a listener say that a former U.S. men's national team member is teaching his son how to play soccer. It's not like me coaching the Wolfpack. It's not like me trotting out there going, try to kick it towards the goal, guys, and everyone rushed over there like a swarm of bees. A member of the U.S. national team, former member, is teaching kids how to play soccer over there. Kids can also play in the Active Entertainment Center, climbing and bouldering walls, trampolines, VR games, a ropes course, and a massive water park. Perfect place to host that birthday party, right? And the Premium Health Club for the grown-ups offers top-of-the-line equipment and weights, dedicated personal trainers to help you achieve your body goals. Every new member gets two complimentary health assessments with a personal trainer. So much under one roof. You got to see it to believe it. Visit thestjames.com to learn more and schedule a tour. That's thestjames.com. The St. James, welcome to your best.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wizards host the Spurs tonight. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. A DC double dip this evening from the Capital One Arena roommates. Last time we saw the Wiz, Sunday, they were losing to the Magic, 125-121. They're dead last in defense. They're also one of the best scoring teams in basketball, though. Bradley Beal in 40 minutes poured in 34. On Sunday, they got 21 from C.J. Miles in 20 minutes off the bench. You know who's been really good is Mo Wagner.
Yeah.
12 more points in 20 minutes off the bench for him as well.
He's an advanced analytics darling. He's taken more charges than any Wizard took last year through just a handful of games.
Crazy.
His offensive efficiency is great for a team that's losing by a lot, they're better when he's on the court. I'm a Mo Wagner guy.
Here's the list of Wizards I actually kind of like watching play basketball. Rui.
Yep.
Troy Brown.
Yep.
Thomas Bryant.
Yep.
Brad Beal.
Uh-huh.
Isaiah Thomas. Mo Wagner. Ish Smith has been exciting at times. Everyone likes Davis Bertans, but I don't know enough about that
guy. I'm calling him Davis Bertans, but it's like there's a different pronunciation. Like Davis Bertans or something like that. The dude
is
a million feet tall and shoots threes.
He's a big white dude, foreign dude who hits threes.
I know that it's probably even too much time on the Wizards. But through 11 games, Bradley Beal averaging 30 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, 1.2 steals per game.
Love it. But I do have to say, the scoring in the NBA right now is asinine. Like, you hear 30 points and you think, oh, scoring title. James Harden's averaging about 39 right now. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Do you know that he's averaging almost 40 points a game?
He's one of the great scorers of all time in an era where scoring is easier than it's ever been.
But the scoring in the NBA right now this year, we always joke, oh, there's no defense in that league. Teams are routinely scoring 125 and 130 points a night.
It's going to get ratcheted up as the season goes because I don't think you can grind in November.
Defense or scoring?
Defense. But I don't think you can, you know, play playoff defense that way. But scoring is going to be up in the league this year. Well, I think that's a thing.
I mean, they could score 0 points the rest of the season. It might be up. It's crazy what's happening right now. It's unbelievable. But the Wizards play tonight. If you haven't checked them out, it's worth it. Again, they're not going to win a lot of games.
They're fun.
But I'll take watching this team over last year's group.
But what about the group that is going to win, please? What
about the Capitals?
Tonight? Yeah.
I don't know that they'll win tonight. Their roster is a mess. They've called up 3 Hershey Bears to play tonight against the New York Rangers. They're up against the Cap. They've got Garnet Hathaway suspended. Nicholas Backstrom out. They're missing all kinds of pieces. They've played 23 games. They've got points in 20 of them. They're 16-3-4. The last time we saw the Capitals, they were playing the Ducks, and that was the melee that led to Garnet Hathaway spitting in the face of a Duck, led to a 3-game suspension that was just passed down. But they got a 5-2 win, and in that game, first goal of the season for Richard Ponick. This is a development. They signed him for $11 million. He'd been very quiet. Moved him up to the third line to give him a chance.
Yeah. You
know who's been great, too, is Travis Boyd. Travis Boyd, who's back and forth between the minors and the majors, so to speak, in the NHL. Every chance he gets, he takes advantage of. He's basically a point-per-game player this year in the AHL and the NHL.
Help me understand what I missed with him. I liked him. Every time I saw him, I'd go, that guy belongs up here.
There's no spot for him.
What do I not see?
It's Joe Ross like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
If their goal is not to develop Travis Boyd, they're trying to win championships.
Right.
So they just don't have a spot for him necessarily.
Okay. Is it that just the numbers game that simple?
I think so. Now, I will say, Tarik El-Bashir wrote a piece this week where Todd Reirden said there's a chance he could basically become a guy that works. The problem is he better than, say, Chandler Stephenson? In my opinion, yes. They're not going to send Chandler Stephenson down because they risk losing him via waivers.
Right.
Whereas think baseball.
You've got options.
Travis Boyd
with
still has an option. Okay. So it's all based on the roster.
Because I've always liked that guy. I mean, again, I'm such an amateur hour when it comes to evaluating hockey
you
players.
And me both.
But I like that guy.
I don't know enough about it other than every time he plays, he has a pretty nasty assist. That's what I know about Travis
Boyd.
Didn't
he have an assist on the Ponick goal the other night? Yeah.
Brilliant pass. From behind the net. It was great. 8 o'clock puck drop tonight, nationally televised at Madison Square Garden. The good news, by the way, is that the Rangers are terrible. I don't know if you've seen anything about their season. They have 18 points right now. That is exactly half of what the Caps have. They're just really bad. And in fact, in the Metro, the Devils. Remember everyone was like talking about the Devils winning the Cup? And
Devils.
Let's watch this team win it all. They had a big offseason, and they were supposed to go win the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
They are the worst team maybe in hockey right now.
How did they get that bad? I thought they were much improved.
No, you don't. Tom just told me he bought a Stanley Cup ticket on them. What did you spend?
Pizza money, so $10, but it was 27-1. And as soon as the season started, I knew it was a loser.
No, they could St. Louis Blues this thing. You don't know.
No, they're really bad.
Do they stink?
They are.
But they shouldn't be this bad.
They shouldn't be at all. No.
Turn it around. David Putty's a super fan. They'll get there.
You know what's funny is even after knowing how bad they are, I heard Tom say he got it at 27-1, and I still love the bet.
It seems reasonable, right?
Yeah.
But then you look, and yesterday they sent down Corey Schneider, their $6 million a year goaltender. They put him on waivers. No one even grabbed him.
Like,
now he's in the AHL.
We're good, thanks.
Oh, no.
He's in the AHL now?
Yeah.
That's tough.
Dude, they are. The Caps haven't played them yet. That Ducks game they played was the first of 21 games they play against the 7 worst teams in the NHL.
Bring me that.
So that schedule's coming, and tonight is part of it with the Rangers at MSG. I don't know if they'll take advantage of it.
They're undermanned, and it's tough. I mean, they had that weird roster against Montreal, couldn't overcome it, right? Where they had an extra defensive player, and they were forward shy.
If you missed any part of today's show, remember you can use the rewind function on radio.com. Download the app, select our station, and go back in time. We're Grant and Danny, thanking you for listening. Quick reminder, 106.7 The Fan is proud to support wreaths across America at Arlington National Cemetery. You can donate a wreath and volunteer with us to lay wreaths at the fan. DC.com/wreath.
And now, our watch is in.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.